20.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. As, again, we launch here in hour number two, 1-800-259-9231, and the authors of The Quick and Dirty Guide to War talk about current and future conflicts around the world, as well as Joseph Simonet discussing real-world knife fighting, all at paladinpodcast.com. Paladinpodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books, DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, Paladin Podcast. .com. Now, I want to talk about schooling, alternatives to government schools. I've got an email about homeschooling. Mark, you've got one about something that's completely different from homeschooling.
Not completely,
or
but, yeah.
a modification of the homeschooling movement. And so we'll talk about that. But first, you wanted to go, I guess, into a little more detail on what I had said earlier about voting. I'm getting to the point where I'm really fed up with the entire system, and I'm torn, Mark. I'm torn. I haven't made a final decision here. Like, I want to help people like Varen Swearingen. Varen Swearingen, the former Free State Project president, he lives here in the Keene area. He's running for state rep, and I like the idea of being able to go and vote for him because I know Varen is the kind of guy who's not going to initiate force on his neighbors. I know he's a really principled, liberty-loving dude, and so I like the idea of going and helping him out. But at the same time, if what I'm saying to the government people is, you know, show me evidence that an agreement exists between us, and they can pull out the voting registration form, which, by the way, I did cross out the portion that that said that I agree to obey all your laws. I did cross that out, and I initialed that that section of it, so it's very clear that I didn't agree to obey their laws. So, like, I'm torn. Like, I feel like I should pull out completely because the whole system is so distasteful.
You need to stop driving on their roads, and you need to start driving a registered car, and you need to start...
I am going to unregister the car.
You cannot be 100% principled. It seems to me like it's just a waste of time to go down to make the effort to get unregistered.
You're saying that you don't think that it's okay to vote in their system if you're saying, you know, where's our agreement? But they, the agreement, the system existed before you were born. So to fight against a, to protect yourself from this system, I think voting is simply a form of personal protection.
I know where you're coming from. We've had this conversation. Would love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. I still agree with you on that, Mark. I still agree that I'd rather have Varen Swearingen going and doing the government thing than whoever his competitors are. So I would like to give him that, you know, that endorsement to allow him to do that. But again, at the same time, I feel as though this is a system that is attacking me, and I'm also, because they're going after me. This is a system that's threatening to throw me in a cage over my tenants having a couch in their lawn, and I'm telling them, hey, you know, I'll obey your I'll be happy to pay your fine or whatever as long as you can show that I have agreed to your system. Now they never responded within the 2-week time frame that I gave them to do that, so it's clear that they can't show those things, but I still feel like consenting to their process at some level does legitimize it, and I don't know if I want to do that anymore. I feel really torn about this.
But even if you don't vote anymore, that's still different than going in and making the effort to unregister to vote. That's different.
Well, I actually find myself wishing that I hadn't ever registered to vote, because part of that process was giving these bureaucrats my address information, which they wouldn't have had otherwise, and that might have made it a little more difficult for them to go through this whole process of coming after me. Of going after the couch in
that's
the yard situation.
Not,
that's ludicrous. That has nothing. It had nothing to do with it. You think they went to the voter rolls to find
yes.
out whose couch that was?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that?
Because that's one of the easiest ways to go about finding information is going
but
to the voter rolls.
But you own a
I
house
can find out,
team. They can
I can find out on the
address.
Internet right now who owns this the plot of property across the street.
I understand that, Mark. You can go down to the Registry of Deeds or whatever, and you can look there, too. I do understand that. But the voting information is... anyway, I just feel like participating in the system is at some level endorsing it, but at the same time, I also am torn because I feel as though that I do want to help people like Varen out, and if I'm not, if I can't vote for him, then what else can I do? I mean, I guess I could do some holding signs for him or something like
but
that.
But then you're asking other people to, you're asking other people to vote in the system, and that's endorsement.
I'm not
too.
Asking anybody to do anything.
If you're holding a sign, you are.
That's true. I see where you're coming from on that.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're right.
And you've got to stop paying gas taxes too, man.
Why?
Well, because
you're supporting the system.
You're supporting the system. These people paved the roads. They took the roads away from people.
Look, I'm not saying that I can opt out 100%. I'm not saying that. I never suggested that. What I'm saying
so opt out the part that might help other people that believe like you get into office. That's a good idea. But continue to pay your gas taxes.
Well, I see where you're coming from on that, Mark.
Yeah, make yourself useless. Good idea. What did we move to the Free State Project for? So that you could not vote?
Well, voting is really pretty much useless. I mean,
no, it's not. Not when you're talking about... No, I understand where you're coming from on a national level. Absolutely. There's no point in voting on a national level. But when you're talking about a race like between Don Lincoln and Jack Lawrence in the primaries over in another town here in New Hampshire... It was 60 or 96 to 160, 140, something like that. You telling me that doesn't matter? I mean, there were 200 people that went out to vote. If you could have swayed 30 of them.
I just, you know, it's just me just feeling disgusted with the entire thing.
It's
and I
disgusting.
Think that's how,
no doubt.
I think that's how it's manifesting itself. It's like, ugh, I want to distance myself from it as much as possible.
It's
and that
disgusting.
Was kind of my mindset.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
I hadn't completely given it
so
up.
So distance and, yourself by spending as little time in the city clerk's office as frickin' possible.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you there. You've made some good points.
And, you know,
you've brought me back from the brink.
I find it disgusting, the whole voting process, because there's going to be, you know, we played the Howard Stern clip where the people were going to vote for Barack Obama because he picked Sarah Palin as his running mate. I mean, those people had no idea what's going on in the political process, and they're voting. And I'm disgusted that they get a vote, and that vote has something to do with me and my life. I'll agree with you. However, you can believe I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to put my vote in to at least cancel out those people.
I think what I'll do is I'll go and I'll write all rights reserved on the little signature area, which is what I did during the primary. So that kind of makes me feel better because whenever I'm signing government documents now, if I ever sign one, I'll write all rights reserved on it. It kind of makes me feel like I'm rising above it just a little bit. But it's still so despicable, so nasty. Anyway, I appreciate you guys helping me out with that. 800-259-9231. We go to the AMP line unscreened. Who is this?
This is Ben, Portland.
Ben, what is on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to bring up how Mark was kind of lambasting you the other day about free market roads.
Yeah.
Basically, how he's, by trying to get you to give him all the answers, he's kind of trying to put you in the role of a central planner. And that's kind of the idea that we're trying to go against. So it's hard to be in that role to come up with all the ideas of how it would work when we're trying to be against central planning. You know, like, you're a radio talk show person, not a transportation engineer.
Right, he's a libertarian radio talk show host, and or, you know, free market or whatever term you want to use, and therefore he's an advocate of the free market system. He has to have answers for people.
I have an answer. It's that the marketplace will find a way to get roads built on a voluntary basis using consent instead of threats. I mean, that's how it'll work
Hallelujah,
out.
Hallelujah, free market Jesus.
That's the way the market always does things,
I got faith.
You can poke fun if you want.
No, I'm poking fun because
you're the one advocating threats and coercion.
You've got faith that the system's going to work. And, I'm with you on some
cases.
It's not
faith, Mark. It's based on evidence.
It's based on some evidence.
It's based on sound economic theory, and it's based on evidence of reality. So, no, it's not faith.
You're asking other people to have faith in what you have faith in.
I'm asking other people to learn about the free marketplace and how voluntary interaction works and then apply that knowledge to their
lives. They're not going to learn about it unless you give them, you know, something to learn. You've got to give them ideas to be
the reference. I've given ideas.
To be bereft of ideas.
Ben, I don't know if you had ideas, but hang on. 800-259-9231. I give ideas, and you don't listen to them, Mark. You still say you think that people need to be threatened in order for roads to be built. And, you know, you can't possibly envision the different ways that it could happen in the absence of the threat of violence, in the absence of stealing people's homes from them. I think you maybe move forward a little bit this week. You seem to be open-minded about it, at least. More coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click download. They're yours going back for an entire year right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. 800-259-9231. We go back to Ben on the AMP line. Ben, you're back on Free Talk Live. What other thoughts did you have for us tonight?
I mean, you guys are both intelligent, reasonable individuals, and I'm sure Mark respects Ian's opinion on some level. So the difficulty that Ian would have explaining how this transportation free market road system would work kind of further proves the point that you take someone that you know and respect their opinions, and they still can't get across an idea of a free market road system to you. Just kind of shows you the curse that you have against central planning or having one or two or few bureaucrats planning something, because they're not even going to have ideas that are even close to yours, and they're going to be planning these road systems and taking people's land. So it's kind of the argument you might have against the free market road kind of further proves its point that it is a necessity, that it would be a better system, and to limit it would keep technology from moving in those fields and would shift focuses towards taking people's land for roads, and maybe we should be moving past that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the more persuasive points about bringing the marketplace into road construction, because innovation is just thrown out the window. Government has no incentive to innovate, and so who knows what kind of wonderful road technology we could have today had the marketplace been in charge of it for the last 100 years. We could have amazing road surfaces that that tires stick to really well, but at the same time, snow doesn't stick to, it melts off.
We could have concrete wheels and rubber roads.
Whatever, man. Whatever would work best. The marketplace would figure that out.
We could have flying cars by now. I mean, the possibilities are really endless. I'm not saying that's what it would be, because I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, we could, because Mahler Sky Car has been around for a few decades, but they haven't been able to sell their cars because the FAA won't let them. So we could have had flying cars in 1970. At least as I understand it. Ben, thanks for the call. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. But as long as the government's in charge of the roads, it'll keep being pretty much more of the same. Oh, wait, no, they've had real innovation. They put LED lights in the stoplights instead of the old incandescent versions. Boy, that's a really important change. That's pretty much the only one I can really think of significantly in the past couple decades.
I know that sometime in my youth they came up with the little sensor pads,
sensor things
that caused stoplights to change, and that was a great one.
Yep, those are good ones.
There was the Jimmy Carter came up with the idea that you could not Jimmy Carter but allowed the idea that you could turn right on a red light. That's good.
So now take those ideas and multiply them times 100, and you can start to maybe imagine what the marketplace and the people in search of profit might have come up with in order to continue profiting from their roads and competing and coming up with newer and better ideas. But unfortunately, we're now still dealing with the government tossing the salt all over the roads during the wintertime, which rusts out the bottom of cars. There's no reason why
gotten better. A lot of the cars really don't rust out anymore.
Is that true?
Yeah, the newer
cars. So the other side of the marketplace has sort of been working on solving that problem, which is good. And indeed, I remember there was this video from Disney that came out in like the 1950s or something like that, which was kind of a really amazing futuristic vision of what roads could be like, and a lot of it could be possible. In fact, one of their visionary ideas was that the cars would essentially guide themselves because of different transponders on the sides of the roads and things like that. Of course, now we have GPS, but that doesn't really guide the cars. It's not really a factor of the roads themselves as much as it is the technology that was built sort of around the government road system. So again, the marketplace technology is wonderful. GPS is it's a lifesaver. It's an amazing technology, and the cars, of course, are getting even more technically advanced, computer driven and things like that, but the roads are still just concrete and pavement, and that's it. They could be more, but what could they be? It's hard to say. We can't really predict.
They have musical roads in Japan.
That's where the cars, it's kind of like a little record player, basically, and that the grooves in the road
yeah.
match up to the tires as they're going over yeah. them to create
so
a tune.
So while you drive, it plays a song. Which
bizarre.
Actually would be really extremely annoying.
Yeah, unless
and
you like the
song. And that was a government idea. But
yeah.
it's just, I mean, you
can
do all kinds
cost?
Of things with roads, right? If you can make musical roads, who knows what you can make?
Who knows? Indeed, that's the idea. We go to Unscreen to the Amp Line. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's Alex from New Jersey.
Alex, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm having a little problem. Like, when I'm at a party or with a group of friends, everyone hates me because they say I always get political, and they don't like being around me because of it. However, I understand this, and I specifically don't bring up anything dealing with politics unless they do it first. So, for example, I'll be, you know, sitting at a banquet or something, and some guy will make a remark about how gas prices are so high, or, you know, back then at the time when they were high. And I would say, you know, it's not that the gas prices are actually high, it's that the dollar has been devalued, and I'll talk about how the market works and inflation. And they brought up the topic of gas prices being so high, and when I try to explain why it's high, and I give them that answer, everyone says, oh, you're getting so political, blah, blah, blah. And I don't understand why people don't want, they bring up this topic, and I add my two cents, but are my two cents too intelligent for them? I mean, I don't get what's
yes.
going on here.
I have this, I sort of have a very similar situation, and to me, I do not talk politics whatsoever at all, ever. If it comes up and somebody asks for my opinion, I just say, I don't want to talk about it right now, because I find that it just makes my friends that are not, like, liberty friends that I have uncomfortable, and to me, it's just not worth it.
It's like people get mad at me when I don't endorse one candidate or the other. They say, oh, who are you voting for? And I can't vote right now, but I would say I'm not going to vote for anyone because they're both more of the same. And I talk about how government's going to get larger no matter what. And then they just start, they throw their hands up in the air. They ask me a simple question, who I'm going to vote for. I say I'm not voting for any of them. And then it's because I don't fit into that paradigm, they just throw their hands up and go, oh, I can't talk to this kid.
Do you think it's unreasonable what he's doing here, Julia? I mean, he's not bringing the topics up. He's not spewing it over top of these people. They're bringing something up. He's simply responding.
I don't necessarily think that it's unreasonable. However, I can see how to the average person that sometimes it comes up as pompous. Like, sometimes.
Well, wait, isn't it pompous to say, well, I'm voting for so-and-so, you're not voting, so
I don't
you're...
disagree with that, and I don't think it's pompous, but I can see it may... Sometimes I feel like you come off as pompous.
What do you mean?
Really? Ian? Pompous?
What do you mean by that? Can you give an example?
Off the top of my head right now?
I can.
No,
me,
okay.
Well, please, let me. Well, all you want to do is use guns and violence
yeah.
to hurt people.
That's with you, Mark, and that's how I treat you, because you
no,
know
but
better.
Sometimes I am embarrassed when Ian throws in his political opinions around other people, because
I
feel
advice.
Like you come off a little pompous to people who just aren't smart enough to understand you.
I've got some advice.
Okay, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. I guess I'd like a little bit more of a better example, not involving you, Mark. Maybe regular people. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm a regular.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Are you a business owner who needs to build a new facility on a tight budget?
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. A secret conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save yourself an unbelievable amount of time and money with a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. Not only that, you can find out how for free. For your valuable free information, just call 1-800-913-5949. Learn how an Anthem Steel building not only saves you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stacked stone, or rock. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies would like to keep secret. But if you need to build a new facility, you need to know how much you can save with a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. To see this valuable free information for yourself, call now. 1-800-913-5949. That's 1-800-913-5949. 1-800-913-5949.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper than dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the wiki, the updates, the live streaming, and more. Live streams, by the way, mean broadband, dial-up, and webcam, all for free over at listen.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. The IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, March 14th through 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. That's libertarianseminars.com.
All right, we've got Alex on the line in New Jersey, and Mark, you've got some advice for him here, but let's just recap where we were. Alex, you were saying that sometimes you're at parties and you don't bring up issues, but when somebody else brings up an issue, you throw in a comment, which seems appropriate because they brought it up, so I understand where you're coming from on that. In fact, I've had similar situations with my mother. You know, they're bringing this up. You just comment, and then they say, well, why do you have to get so political? When, in fact, you're not necessarily even being political. You're not in that you're not endorsing a political party or one political view over the other, with the exception of being...
Because my ideas are just so much different from what they want to hear.
Now, my question for clarification purposes is, what kind of parties are we talking about here? Are we talking about like a high school party? Are we talking about a family get together? Both? What situations are we dealing with?
It's usually when I'm at school dealing with the school administrators, or if I'm at a squad dinner for my local rescue squad. You know, we'll be sitting at the dinner table, and I'm the youngest person there. Everyone else is in their, you know, 20s, 30s. A lot of them have kids.
So we're not even talking. We're not talking about Alex hanging out with people in his age range. We're talking about Alex hanging out with people who are at least 5 years, if not a decade older than you.
Right. I don't really go to parties or have friends.
So this could also be, you know, a factor of, well, Alex is 17. What does he know? That could be a factor here. Go ahead, Mark, with your thoughts.
Well, first, I would agree that to some extent what you're talking about is people that disagree with what you have to say and don't want you to say it anymore. Okay. You know, I mean, I can't get too excited about them, you know, being upset by that. However, nobody wants to be preached to either, especially if they didn't want to hear it in the first place. So I think that it one system that you might use is instead of, you know, when somebody brings up gas prices, for instance. So gas prices have been going up for, you know, tremendously or something like that, or gas prices are really high. If you make the statement quickly that, well, you know, it's not just the gas prices, because gas prices have been going up in real value. Gas prices had been going up because of the demand from India and China. But at the same time, it's the dollar. So you say, well, not only that, but the dollar's been devalued, you know, a great deal in the last decade by our, you know, central banks or something like that. You hit them with one sentence, and then you let it lay there. If they want to know more, they can ask, rather than giving a symposium on central banking and how we would be better off, you know, with a value-backed currency.
Alex, were you giving symposiums, or were you giving short responses?
Well, my responses would be pretty much like maybe a paragraph in length, and then I'll just end it, and then I'll let them ask me questions. But then at that time, they'll usually get angry. Not really angry. They'll just get very tired with the conversation.
Try shortening it from a paragraph to a sentence.
There you go. Julia, any thoughts for Alex?
I'm not saying that it is pompous that you say your opinions or anything like that. I think that just the average person thinks of politics on a completely different paradigm. They're not...
I can't even have
a political conversation with any of my friends because we are not on the same level of thinking by any stretch of the imagination. And it just
makes you're not being pompous by saying that, right?
I'm not saying that I'm smarter than them. Okay. I'm saying we're on a completely different level of thinking when it comes to politics.
For anyone that can't see her hand motions, one hand is up here, the other hand is down here.
Actually, one hand is over here, and the other hand is over here.
Uh-huh. I see. One's higher than the other. You can't deny that.
No. What I'm saying is that they think only in the political realm of what they're taught in. Most of my friends are in college.
Right,
so
you're either Republican or Democrat.
Exactly. You're either Republican or Democrat. And the only issues that they know anything about is what they've heard on CNN about whatever the hot topics are that the politicians are talking about, which is health care, tax cuts, and whatever else. So I can't even have a discussion with them because we're talking about two completely different things. I feel like if I were to go into it, so much has to be explained because liberty is so new to people that I feel like if I get into it, I'm coming off as preachy.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. So what would you suggest for Alex?
Don't talk about politics.
Just leave it alone?
Well, it's a confrontational topic, and I feel like it makes a lot of people really uncomfortable, and that's why I don't like to talk about it.
Well, I understand that you don't like to talk about it. However, you know, maybe 9 out of 10 don't like it, but you might find 1 out of 10 that wants to have that is ready for some of the information that Alex can give them, and I think that it's a good opportunity to do a little evangelizing for liberty and, you know, to Alex probably isn't as concerned about his social persona, perhaps, as you are. I mean, you know.
Probably not. Alex, any thoughts?
I just don't like to personally be uncomfortable, that's all.
What will really happen is, a great example is a teacher will make a sly comment about people who do drugs, and I'll just add in, well, just because they do drugs doesn't mean they're bad people, and then there's a whole big problem, and everyone gets mad at me, and it's just overall not good. But I think I'll just kind of not talk anymore.
Well, Alex, I'm of the opinion when you're talking about school,
that's something entirely
different.
Yeah, if you're talking about teachers here, the reason why they get angry is because they feel like they should be smarter than you. That's why.
And if the
it'll be stood up.
And the class kind of feels
they're teaching you.
The class feels like, oh, perhaps some of them feel like, oh, he's monopolizing the time here or whatever. But the fact is, the teacher is going to monopolize the time if you don't. You're not going to get out 1 minute before that bell rings, even if you're not talking. So
right, and the teacher's monopolizing the time with lies, being told from an authoritarian sort of demeanor, like, you know, I know and you don't, and here's the information, kids. So it's your obligation. I think you have an obligation to sass him back in that particular case. So I think it really, I think the advice that has been given here depends on who you're talking to. So if you're in a conversation with a teacher or another authority figure at the school or something like that, you know, let them have it because there's no real consequences there.
I am in complete agreement.
Whereas if it's a coworker or a boss, or if it's a friend that you want to make sure you keep on the same level that they currently are, you'll want to be a lot more tactful and much more concise in what you have to say, going back to what Mark's suggestion was earlier, with maybe a sentence or two, plant a seed, and then just sort of move on. Or as Julia was suggesting, if the person's really a sensitive person, you know, just keeping your mouth shut and going on. But I like where Mark's coming from, because if you don't say anything and you feel like you should say something, then it's going to be uncomfortable for you to Julia's saying she doesn't like to be uncomfortable, but if you're not saying something and that's making you uncomfortable, then you should say something, but keep it perhaps short, like Mark would suggest.
Well, like, I don't have a problem with planting seeds, as you call it. I do stuff like that all the time. But if you go into when you talk about topics of liberty with people, you have to really get descriptive and you have to really talk about it for a while, because it's not something most people have ever heard before. So that's to me that comes off or can come off as preachy.
Yeah.
And when it comes to friends and stuff that they don't know what my political beliefs are, I just don't want, that has nothing to do with our friendship, and I just don't even want that to get in the way.
There you go, Alex. Any other thoughts?
No, thank you for the advice.
Hope that helps. Thank you. 800-259.
Teachers, all the way. Grill them.
1-800-259-9231. Yeah, because it's fun to upstage the teacher. That's good stuff. And, you know, people are listening. There may be some kids that will give you some heat for it, but at the same time, maybe a couple quiet kids in there are just absorbing what you're saying. And, you know, they may not say anything to you. You never know what kind of an effect you have when you're speaking in front of a group like that. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial a toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you learn how to promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. A whole bevy of ways will be there listed for you, most of them totally free or very, very low cost. So head over to promote.freetalklive.com. Actually, in addition to that, we need you to go, and this is not listed on the promote website, we need you to go to podcastawards.com, cast your vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. And I know we've been talking about, we've been using the term politics, but I hate that term because I don't feel like it applies to what we're doing here. We're not running candidates. We're not engaging in the political process. We are not playing politics. But that said, that's the best category for us on the podcast awards. And so what you need to do for us, please, is go to podcastawards.com, scroll down. It's the third category from the bottom on the right-hand side of the page. Select Free Talk Live as your choice, and then go all the way to the bottom of the page. Fill out the very little form they have there. They just want your name and your email address. So in case they need to verify that you're a real person, they may send an email to verify that. They may not. It's a random process. And then you click one of the radio buttons, you click submit, and you've submitted your ballot for today. And then, if you want, 24 hours later, you can go and submit another ballot. In fact, you can submit ballots every day from now and through, I think it's going through November 6th. So if you miss it today, no big deal. You can go tomorrow and you can submit a ballot then over at podcastawards.com. Vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. If we win the 2008 Podcast Awards, that'll be the
Fourth
in a row that we'll have won.
Yeah, that'd be a four-peat. And I can't tell you how important this is, so please, go, vote, I'm asking you. I'm begging you.
Last year, I think that when we had our third in a row, there weren't too many other shows that had ever won year after year in a row. I think there was maybe one other show, and so 4 years in a row, it's going to be hard for anybody else to beat that one. So we can use your help, podcastawards.com. All right, we continue. Lauren is on the line. Lauren Canario New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello there.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I was just listening to Alex talk about attending dinners where people didn't want to hear what he had to say.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, you know, why would you want to go to dinner with a group of people who didn't, you know, care about what you had to say, who thought you were stupid or, I don't know, too young to come up with anything that they would want to hear? I mean, are these people your friends? I really wouldn't want to spend a lot of time with people who didn't care about what I thought was important or didn't. If I got excited about an issue, they would just, you know, blow me off.
From what I understood of what he said, and obviously he's not here right now to give us the details, but from what I understood, he doesn't have a lot of friends in his age range, so they're not really his friends in that they're in his age range. He described his situations as being administrators, teachers at the school, and then the dinner situation was, I think, probably either family
rescue squad
or the rescue squad. He is an EMT, basically, or he's training to be an EMT, and so he hangs out with some people that otherwise they're his work buddies. You know, they're not your real friends. They're the people that you work with, so you spend a lot of time around them, and so when they go out to dinner, you might go out to dinner simply because it's something that you do as part of creating these work relationships. So I see where you're coming from there, Lauren. If my viewpoint is not welcome in a peer group, then they're not really my peers. But maybe these aren't really his friends in the first place. They're just people that he works with. But maybe he feels like he should go to these things, like that he has some sort of unspoken obligation to go to these social events for the workplace environment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, at the cost of your self-esteem, and I mean, I bet he felt pretty bad after people blows him off. I have a solution, though. If Alex ever gets to New Hampshire, I bet he'll find a lot more people who think the way he does.
I bet he will, as a matter of fact, and a lot of them who are interested in getting to know you a little bit and being friends. And I think it's great, the network of people that we have up here in New Hampshire, people of all, I mean, various different interests. There's so many of them. Inevitably, you're going to find some people that you really gel with, and there may be some people that you don't really like very much at all, because you know, they're just getting more and more people here. Inevitably, not everybody's going to get along all peachy keen, but generally, most people are really, really friendly up here, and we all get along pretty darn well. And you know, having those things in common right off the bat, having your belief system be very similar to other people that you know, is really a helpful thing to, I think, help build a relationship on top of that base. Is that what you found being up here?
Definitely, since moving here. The other thing is that people in general who are like open to new ideas are more open to libertarianism and, you know, free market ideas. And so even if you meet people in the Free State Project that don't think the way you do, they're more open to your ideas than other people are in the general population, I believe.
Yep. I'd say you're right about that.
You know, I think that a healthy person has different aspects to their life, though. I think, you know, for instance, I volunteer at the fire department, and when I go and, you know, go to the fire department and do learn the little stuff there and take the little training classes, and then they have their fire department business. I don't interject with libertarian ideas as much as I might be interested in doing that sometimes, because I just feel like, you know, this isn't the time or place to get too deeply into it. And at the same time, I think a healthy person has to be able to talk about their moral beliefs, which is really what we're talking about with liberty and libertarianism and that kind of thing. Is it's a moral belief. It's not so much a political belief. And so I think that there's a balance to be struck.
Yeah, I think that Julia brought up a good point, that if you're taking up a lot of time, that people will get bored with it. But if you just interject like a sentence or two and about morality, that probably goes over pretty well.
Yeah, and then if they want to follow up with you and say, hey, what did you mean by blah, 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 and ask you for more clarification, then that's your opportunity to tell them a little bit more if they're asking for it. That way you're not sort of spewing on them, essentially.
Right.
Excellent call, Lauren. Any other thoughts?
Nope, nothing else.
Always good hearing from you. Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, were you suggesting I'm not a healthy person?
I really do think that you should get out and interact with the regular public. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to call them normal people, and that would be calling you abnormal, however much I might think that you're abnormal.
I know that you like to paint this picture of me as being this hermit that doesn't actually interact with regular people, and this picture had been somebody attempted to paint this picture of me on the forum recently over the BBS, and I had to rebut them because it's just poppycock and it's nonsense. I spend all day long talking to regular people. They're called radio station program directors, people on the phone. Businesses interacting with regular people. I have no problem interacting with those folks. I spent years in the retail profession. I am absolutely fine with interacting with members of the public. I'm on the board of directors on Cheshire TV, so that's your little volunteer thing. You go to the fire department, I go to the board of directors meetings. And so otherwise, my time is spent doing, you know, that's business. That's what a good chunk of my day is spent doing. The rest of my day is spent here in the studio doing the show, which is also business. So I don't really have that much time for free time. So what free time that I do have, I spend with Julia. And when Julia brings, has her friends hanging out, I'm with them. And generally, they do most all of the talking. And I'll interject a thing or two here and there about whatever it is they're talking about. I think you would agree, Julia, that I don't ever direct the conversation in this realm of issues that we're talking about here. I don't do that. So yes, Mark, I do hang out with regular people in various different circumstances.
You have certainly gotten better about that.
And
what did
there
hang out with anyone
change
in Florida?
There has been a change.
Absolutely.
And most of it has to do with you bringing friends over to the house.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't happen
and
at one point.
Bringing and Ian out into the world.
I don't think I've made that comment since. There have been visitors to the house a great deal more. But to say that interacting with radio, that program directors is interacting with normal people, you're not. That's not it. What I want for you, and you don't have to do this, but what I want for you is to have conversations that aren't about liberty, and they aren't about making money. You're not trying to get something from someone. You're not trying to evangelize them, and you're not trying to get anything from them. You're just interacting, giving back and forth. And I have found that I've gotten a great deal out of
and
those conversations.
You're saying
and I'd
that
like
can't,
that for you.
You're saying those conversations can't happen with people that also love liberty. They have to be other people. So, like, if I go out on social Sundays and we're talking about things that don't have anything to do with liberty, which is what frequently happens here, where a bunch of liberty people get together and they socialize with one another, inevitably liberty things do come up, but other things do, we do talk about those things. You're saying those conversations don't count because they're with liberty people?
The people that are most concerned about liberty, they have a tendency to be very similar in a great many ways. They have a lot of the same interests, and so, yeah, I want you to expand. I want you to
see
the colors of the palette.
I'd like you to explain to me how exactly to go about doing that. We'll come back, discuss it in hour number three. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, and 800-259-9231 is the number.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. E-Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapter1.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Did you know?